Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Antigua and Barbuda, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 5, The Abolition Movement and Transition, 1800 to 1834. The Winds of Change. By the dawn of the 19th century, the institution of slavery, which had been the foundation of Antigua's economy for over a century, was under mounting pressure. Across the Caribbean and the Atlantic world, the abolitionist movement was gaining momentum. Enslaved people in Antigua continued their resistance, while activists in Britain pushed for sweeping reforms. This period marked the beginning of the end for one of the most oppressive systems in human history. Antigua, with its thriving sugar economy and entrenched plantation system, became a focal point in the struggle between those who sought to preserve slavery and those fighting for its abolition. The years leading up to emancipation were turbulent, marked by resistance, political upheaval, and an uncertain transition to freedom. The abolitionist movement in Britain. In Britain, the abolitionist movement was led by figures such as William Wilberforce, Thomas Clarkson, and Olotta Equiano, whose writings and activism exposed the horrors of slavery to the British public. Their efforts culminated in the passage of the Slave Trade Act of 1807, which banned the transatlantic slave trade. While the act was a significant victory, it did not immediately end slavery in the British colonies. Enslaved people in Antigua and elsewhere continued to endure brutal conditions, even as plantation owners found ways to circumvent the ban by increasing the exploitation of their existing workforce. Nevertheless, the abolition of the slave trade marked the beginning of a slow unraveling of the institution of slavery. The role of missionaries. Religious missionaries, particularly the Moravians and Methodists, played a crucial role in the abolition movement within Antigua. Arriving in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, these missionaries preached messages of equality and salvation that resonated deeply with the enslaved population. The missionaries established schools and churches, teaching enslaved people to read and write, a radical act in a society that sought to keep them illiterate. These skills not only empowered the enslaved, but also spread the abolitionist message. The teachings of the Bible were interpreted as a call for justice, equality, and freedom, inspiring hope and resistance among the enslaved. Missionaries also advocated for better treatment of the enslaved and lobbied colonial authorities to reform plantation practices. While they were often viewed with suspicion by plantation owners, their work laid the groundwork for social change and helped to foster a sense of community and solidarity among the enslaved. Resistance and the fight for freedom. Throughout the early 19th century, resistance to slavery intensified. Enslaved people in Antigua continued to push back against their oppression through both overt and covert means. Acts of sabotage, work slowdowns, and escape attempts were common. These actions, though risky, demonstrated the unyielding determination of the enslaved to reclaim their freedom. One of the most significant acts of resistance during this period was the Boussa Rebellion of 1816 in neighboring Barbados. Though it did not take place in Antigua, the rebellion sent shockwaves throughout the Caribbean, inspiring enslaved people and terrifying plantation owners. The fear of similar uprisings forced colonial authorities to confront the growing instability of the plantation system. The road to emancipation. The growing abolitionist pressure, combined with the resistance of the enslaved, eventually led to the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833, which marked the official end of slavery throughout the British Empire. The act came into effect on August 1, 1834, but with a significant caveat: a 6-year period of apprenticeship was imposed. During this time, formerly enslaved people were required to continue working for their former masters, often under conditions that closely resembled slavery. In Antigua, however, the colonial authorities took a different approach. Under pressure from missionaries and fearing the potential for rebellion, Antigua became one of the only British colonies to bypass the apprenticeship system, granting full emancipation to its enslaved population on August 1, 1834. The Day of Emancipation. The Day of Emancipation was marked by a mixture of jubilation and uncertainty. Church bells rang out across Antigua, and crowds gathered in chapels and open spaces to celebrate their newfound freedom. For many, it was a moment of profound spiritual and emotional significance, a validation of their humanity and their long struggle for justice. However, emancipation did not immediately translate into equality or prosperity. Formerly enslaved people faced numerous challenges, including limited access to land, education, and economic opportunities. Many continued to work on the plantations under exploitative conditions, as landowners sought to maintain their control over the labor force. The legacy of emancipation. The abolition of slavery was a monumental step forward, but it was only the beginning of a longer struggle for true freedom and equality. The legacy of slavery continued to shape Antiguan society, with deep economic and social divides persisting long after emancipation. For the formerly enslaved, emancipation offered an opportunity to rebuild their lives and communities. Many sought to establish small farms, pooling resources to purchase land and create independent livelihoods. Education became a priority, with schools and churches playing a central role in fostering a new generation of leaders. For the plantation elite, emancipation posed significant challenges. Without a captive labor force, many plantations struggled to maintain profitability. Some landowners turned to indentured labor from India and other parts of the British Empire, while others diversified into other crops or industries. The economic upheaval forced Antigua to adapt, laying the groundwork for a more diversified economy in the years to come. A turning point in history. The abolition of slavery marked a turning point in the history of Antigua. It was a victory hard won through the efforts of abolitionists, missionaries, and the unyielding resistance of the enslaved. Yet, it was also a moment of transition, fraught with challenges and uncertainties. As Antigua moved into the post-emancipation era, its people faced the daunting task of building a new society, one that could overcome the scars of slavery and create a future rooted in freedom, equality, and justice. This chapter in their history would be defined by resilience, determination, and the unshakable belief in the power of human dignity. Chapter 6, Post-Emancipation Struggles, 1834 to 1900. The Morning After Emancipation. The abolition of slavery in 1834 was a monumental achievement, but for the formerly enslaved people of Antigua, it marked the beginning of a new struggle. Freedom did not automatically grant equality, prosperity, or autonomy. The transition from slavery to freedom brought with it a host of challenges as Antigua navigated its way through a deeply divided society and a shifting global economy. The end of slavery left the plantation economy in disarray. Plantation owners, accustomed to a captive labor force, struggled to adapt to the new reality, while the freed population sought to establish independent livelihoods despite systemic obstacles. The period following emancipation was one of resilience and determination, as the people of Antigua began to lay the foundations for a more equitable future. Life for the freed population. For many formerly enslaved people, emancipation brought hope, but also uncertainty. Without land or significant resources, the majority of freed individuals were left with little choice but to continue working on the plantations where they had once labored as slaves. Plantation owners used their economic power to maintain control, offering low wages and imposing harsh conditions to keep workers dependent. The lack of access to land was a critical issue. Land ownership was seen as the key to true independence, but large estates dominated the island, leaving little land available for purchase. Some freed individuals pooled resources to buy small plots, forming communities of small farmers. These villages, such as Liberta and Freetown, became symbols of resilience and self-determination. For those who continued working on plantations, conditions were often exploitative. Planters used a combination of economic pressure and legal restrictions to keep wages low and prevent workers from organizing. Despite this, many workers resisted these efforts, demanding better pay and fair treatment. The rise of labor movements. The post-emancipation era saw the beginnings of organized labor resistance in Antigua. Freed workers, though often disempowered, used their collective strength to push for better wages and working conditions. Strikes and work stoppages became common, signaling a shift in the power dynamics between labor and landowners. Churches and missionaries played a significant role in supporting these efforts. Religious leaders, particularly from the Moravian and Methodist denominations, continued their work among the freed population, advocating for education and social reform. Schools established by missionaries provided the freed population with tools to improve their lives, fostering a sense of empowerment and community. The struggle for education. Education became a cornerstone of post-emancipation progress. For the freed population, literacy and education were seen as pathways to economic independence and social mobility. Missionary schools, often funded by donations from Britain, became the primary source of education for Antiguan children. However, access to education was uneven, and schools often lacked adequate resources. Plantation owners, fearing that educated workers would challenge the existing power structure, were reluctant to support widespread education. Despite these challenges, literacy rates among the freed population began to rise, and a new generation of Antiguans emerged with the skills to advocate for their rights. Economic transition and decline. The global sugar industry faced significant challenges in the latter half of the 19th century. Competition from European beet sugar and the abolition of preferential trade agreements with Britain reduced the profitability of sugarcane production in Antigua. Plantations struggled to stay afloat, and many landowners abandoned their estates or shifted to other forms of agriculture. For the freed population, this economic decline created both challenges and opportunities. While some plantation workers faced unemployment, others seized the opportunity to acquire abandoned land. Small farming communities grew, producing food crops for local consumption and export. Despite these efforts, the island's economy remained precarious. Antigua's reliance on sugar made it vulnerable to global market fluctuations, and the lack of industrial development limited economic diversification. Poverty and inequality persisted, particularly in rural areas. Social and cultural transformation. The post-emancipation period was also a time of cultural renewal. Freed individuals sought to reclaim their African heritage, blending traditional practices with the influences of Christianity and European culture. Music, dance, and storytelling flourished, becoming important forms of expression and community building. Carnival, which would later become a defining feature of Antiguan culture, began to take shape during this time. Originally celebrated as a religious festival, Carnival evolved into a vibrant celebration of freedom, resilience, and identity. The festival served as a way for the freed population to assert their cultural heritage and reclaim public spaces. The period also saw the rise of influential leaders within the freed population. Teachers, preachers, and community organizers emerged as voices for justice and equality, challenging the social and economic barriers that continued to hold back their communities. The role of women. Women played a central role in Antigua's post-emancipation society. As primary caregivers and workers, they were often at the forefront of efforts to secure better living conditions and economic opportunities. Women also became leaders in religious and educational initiatives, shaping the moral and social fabric of their communities. Despite their contributions, women faced significant challenges, including gender-based discrimination and limited access to land and employment opportunities. Nevertheless, their resilience and leadership were critical to the progress of Antiguan society during this period. The colonial government's role. The colonial government, dominated by white landowners, continued to prioritize the interests of the plantation elite. Policies were designed to maintain social and economic control over the freed population, including restrictions on land access and labor rights. At the same time, Britain's gradual shift toward social reform led to some improvements. Colonial authorities implemented measures to address public health, sanitation, and infrastructure, albeit unevenly. These efforts, while limited, laid the groundwork for future development. The legacy of post-emancipation struggles. The period following emancipation was one of profound change and resilience. The freed population of Antigua faced immense challenges, from economic exploitation to social inequality, but they also made significant strides in education, community building, and cultural renewal. By the end of the 19th century, Antigua had begun to transition from a plantation-based society to one defined by small farming communities and a growing working-class consciousness. The struggles and achievements of this era would shape the island's path toward greater social and economic justice in the 20th century. A new dawn on the horizon. As the 20th century approached, Antigua stood at a crossroads. The legacy of slavery and the plantation system continued to cast a shadow, but the determination and resilience of its people offered hope for a brighter future. The seeds of resistance, community, and progress planted during this period would bear fruit in the decades to come, as Antigua's people pushed for greater rights, representation, and equality. Chapter 7: Early 20th Century Transformation, 1900 to 1940, a society in transition. As Antigua entered the 20th century, the island was still grappling with the lingering effects of slavery and the plantation economy. The dominance of sugar production had left the economy vulnerable, and the majority of the population remained tied to the land under exploitative conditions. However, the early 1900s brought significant social and political shifts as education, labor movements, and a growing awareness of global events began to reshape Antiguan society. This period marked the beginning of a slow but steady transformation. The voices of the working class grew louder, and the foundations of a modern nation began to take shape. Though progress was uneven and fraught with challenges, the seeds of self-determination and social reform were firmly planted. The decline of the sugar economy. By the early 20th century, Antigua's reliance on sugar production was proving increasingly unsustainable. Global competition, fluctuating prices, and declining soil fertility had weakened the island's plantation system. Many estates struggled to remain profitable, and some were abandoned altogether. For the working class, this economic decline exacerbated existing hardships. Wages remained low, and job opportunities were limited. Many Antiguans were forced to work long hours on plantations for meager pay, while others turned to subsistence farming or sought employment in the small but growing urban centers. Despite these challenges, the decline of the sugar industry also opened the door for diversification. Farmers began experimenting with alternative crops such as cotton, pineapples, and vegetables, and local entrepreneurs explored small-scale industries such as fishing and handicrafts. These efforts, though modest, represented the first steps toward reducing Antigua's dependence on sugar. The rise of education. Education became a key focus during this period, driven by the efforts of missionaries and community leaders. Schools established by the Moravian, Methodist, and Anglican churches provided basic literacy and numeracy skills to children, laying the groundwork for a more educated population. Access to education, however, was far from universal. Many children, particularly those in rural areas, had limited opportunities to attend school due to poverty and the demands of agricultural labor. Despite these barriers, literacy rates began to improve, and education became a symbol of hope for a better future. One of the most significant achievements of this era was the emergence of a generation of educated Antiguans who would go on to become leaders in the struggle for social and political reform. These individuals used their knowledge and skills to challenge the status quo and advocate for greater rights and opportunities for the working class. Urbanization and changing lifestyles. The early 20th century saw the gradual growth of urban centers, particularly St. John's, Antigua's capital. Migration from rural areas to the city increased as people sought employment in trade, small businesses, and public services. This shift brought new opportunities and challenges, as urban areas struggled to accommodate the growing population. In St. John's, the emerging middle class began to play a more prominent role in society. Shopkeepers, teachers, civil servants, and skilled workers formed a bridge between the plantation elite and the rural working class. This middle class became an important voice in the push for social and political change, advocating for improved infrastructure, healthcare, and education. Urbanization also brought changes to Antiguan culture. The city became a hub of social activity, with markets, festivals, and public events fostering a sense of community. Traditional music and dance, influenced by African and European traditions, flourished, and new forms of entertainment, such as calypso and steel pan music, began to emerge. The rise of labor movements. One of the most significant developments of the early 20th century was the rise of organized labor. The working class, frustrated by low wages and poor working conditions, began to demand better treatment and greater rights. Strikes and protests became more frequent, challenging the dominance of the plantation elite. In 1917, the Antigua Trades and Labor Union, ATLU, was formed, marking a turning point in the labor movement. The ATLU became a powerful advocate for workers' rights, pushing for fair wages, improved working conditions, and an end to exploitation. Although the union faced resistance from plantation owners and colonial authorities, it laid the groundwork for future labor reforms. The labor movement also fostered a sense of unity and solidarity among Antiguans, transcending divisions of class and geography. This spirit of collective action would play a crucial role in the island's journey toward self-determination and independence. Impact of world events. The global events of the early 20th century had a profound impact on Antigua. World War I, 1914 to 1918, brought new opportunities and challenges, as many Antiguans joined the British military or supported the war effort through agriculture and labor. For those who served overseas, the experience of fighting alongside men from different backgrounds broadened their horizons and reinforced the idea of equality and shared humanity. The Great Depression, 1929 to 1939, however, dealt a severe blow to Antigua's economy. The collapse of global markets led to widespread unemployment and poverty, exacerbating the hardships faced by the working class. The economic crisis also exposed the vulnerabilities of the plantation system, further underscoring the need for diversification and reform. The role of women. Women played a central role in the social and economic life of early 20th century Antigua. In addition to their responsibilities as caregivers and homemakers, women were often the backbone of the agricultural workforce, contributing to both subsistence farming and plantation labor. Women also emerged as leaders in education, religion, and community organizing. Through their involvement in churches and schools, they helped to foster a sense of resilience and empowerment among the working class. Despite their contributions, women faced significant barriers, including gender-based discrimination and limited access to economic opportunities. Nevertheless, their efforts were critical to the progress of Antiguan society during this period. Cultural and social identity. The early 20th century was a time of cultural renewal in Antigua. The blending of African and European traditions gave rise to a unique Antiguan identity, expressed through music, dance, language, and festivals. Carnival, which had its roots in the post-emancipation celebrations of freedom, continued to evolve, becoming a vibrant expression of cultural pride and creativity. Religion also played a central role in shaping Antiguan identity. Churches remained at the heart of community life, providing not only spiritual guidance, but also education and social support. The moral teachings of Christianity were often intertwined with messages of justice and equality, inspiring Antiguans to challenge social and economic injustices, laying the foundations for change. By the end of the 1930s, Antigua was a society in flux. The decline of the plantation system, the rise of labor movements, and the growing awareness of global events had set the stage for significant social and political change. The struggles of this period were not without hardship, but they laid the foundations for a more equitable and inclusive society. The voices of the working class, the resilience of the rural communities, and the leadership of emerging reformers would come together in the decades to come, driving Antigua toward greater self-determination and independence. A new era dawns. As the 1940s approached, Antigua stood on the brink of a new era. The challenges of the early 20th century had forged a stronger and more united society, one that was ready to confront the injustices of colonial rule and chart its own course toward a brighter future. Chapter 8. The Fight for Representation, 1940 to 1950. A Call for Change. As the 1940s began, Antigua was a society on the brink of transformation. The decline of the plantation economy, the rise of organized labor, and the growing influence of global anti-colonial movements created fertile ground for change. The people of Antigua, particularly the working class, began to demand representation, better living conditions, and a voice in their future. The 1940s became a decade of activism, resilience, and the birth of modern Antiguan politics. At the heart of this movement were the labor unions, community leaders, and reformers who worked tirelessly to challenge the status quo. While the colonial government and plantation elite sought to maintain their control, the voices of the oppressed grew louder, pushing Antigua toward greater social and political equity. The role of the Antigua Trades and Labor Union, ATLU. The Antigua Trades and Labor Union, ATLU, founded in 1939, was the driving force behind the fight for representation during this period. Under the leadership of figures like Vere Cornwall Byrd, the ATLU became a powerful advocate for workers' rights, demanding higher wages, better working conditions, and an end to exploitation on the plantations. The union quickly gained a following among the working class, who saw it as their best hope for challenging the entrenched power of the plantation elite. Strikes and protests organized by the ATLU became common, forcing the colonial government to take notice. These actions often came at great personal risk to union leaders and participants, who faced intimidation, arrests, and violence from the authorities. Despite these challenges, the ATLU's efforts began to yield results. By the mid-1940s, plantation owners were forced to negotiate with the union, leading to modest improvements in wages and working conditions. More importantly, the ATLU's success demonstrated the power of collective action, inspiring Antiguans to push for broader political reforms. The colonial government's resistance. The colonial government, dominated by British officials and local plantation owners, was deeply resistant to the demands of the working class. For centuries, Antigua's political system had been designed to serve the interests of the elite, with little regard for the needs of the majority. The Legislative Council, which governed the island, was composed primarily of appointed officials and a handful of elected representatives, most of whom were aligned with the plantation elite. As calls for representation grew louder, the colonial government responded with a combination of concessions and repression. While minor reforms were introduced to placate the population, such as expanding access to education and healthcare, the fundamental structure of colonial rule remained unchanged. The working class continued to be excluded from meaningful political participation, fueling frustration and unrest. The global context. Antigua's fight for representation was part of a broader wave of anti-colonial movements sweeping across the Caribbean and the world. World War II, 1939 to 1945, had a profound impact on global geopolitics, weakening European colonial powers and inspiring demands for self-determination in colonized nations. The war also exposed the contradictions of colonial rule. While Britain fought to defend democracy and freedom against fascism, its colonies remained under undemocratic and exploitative systems. For Antiguans who served in the British military during the war, this hypocrisy was particularly glaring. Returning veterans brought with them new ideas about equality and justice, strengthening the push for reform. The post-war period also saw the rise of international organizations like the United Nations, which championed human rights and decolonization. These global developments provided a supportive context for Antigua's struggle, as reformers drew inspiration and legitimacy from the broader movement for independence and equality. Vere Cornwall Byrd and the birth of modern politics. The 1940s marked the rise of Vere Cornwall Byrd, one of Antigua's most influential leaders and a key figure in the island's journey toward independence. Byrd, a charismatic and determined advocate for the working class, emerged as the leader of the ATLU and a powerful voice for political reform. Under Byrd's leadership, the ATLU expanded its focus beyond labor issues, calling for broader social and political changes. Byrd recognized that true progress required not only better wages and working conditions, but also greater political representation and self-governance. His vision resonated deeply with the working class, who saw him as a champion of their cause. Byrd's efforts culminated in the formation of the Antigua Labor Party, ALP, in 1946. The ALP became the political arm of the labor movement, contesting elections and pushing for reforms within the Legislative Council. Byrd's leadership and the ALP's growing influence marked the beginning of modern Antiguan politics, laying the groundwork for the island's eventual independence. Strikes, protests, and achievements. The 1940s were marked by a series of strikes and protests, as workers and activists demanded better treatment and greater representation. Some of the most notable events of this period included the 1943 sugar workers' strike. This large-scale protest, organized by the ATLU, brought the plantation economy to a standstill. The strike forced plantation owners to negotiate with the union, leading to modest wage increases and improved working conditions. The 1945 general strike, a broader strike that highlighted the interconnected struggles of plantation workers, urban laborers, and the unemployed. This strike demonstrated the growing unity and organization of Antigua's working class. These actions, though often met with repression, achieved significant victories. They not only improved the immediate conditions for workers, but also demonstrated the power of collective action, inspiring further activism and political engagement. Social and cultural shifts. The fight for representation was not limited to politics and labor. The 1940s also saw significant social and cultural changes, as Antiguans began to assert their identity and challenge colonial norms. Music, literature, and art became important forms of expression, reflecting the hopes and struggles of the working class. The church continued to play a central role in Antiguan society, providing a space for community organizing and moral leadership. Religious leaders often aligned themselves with the labor movement, using their influence to advocate for justice and equality. Women, too, played a vital role in this period of transformation. Though often marginalized in formal politics, women were active participants in labor strikes, community organizing, and social reform efforts. Their contributions, though sometimes overlooked, were critical to the success of the broader movement for representation. A decade of progress and promise. By the end of the 1940s, Antigua had made significant strides toward representation and reform. The labor movement, led by figures like Vere Cornwall Byrd, had challenged the dominance of the plantation elite and forced the colonial government to take notice. The formation of the Antigua Labor Party marked the beginning of a new era in Antiguan politics, as the working class gained a voice in the legislative council. While much work remained to be done, the achievements of this decade laid the foundation for Antigua's eventual independence. The 1940s were a turning point in the island's history, a time when the people of Antigua began to take control of their destiny and assert their right to self-determination. A rising tide. As the 1950s approached, the momentum for change continued to build. The struggles and victories of the 1940s had awakened a sense of possibility and empowerment among the Antiguan people. The stage was set for even greater challenges and achievements in the decades to come, as Antigua moved closer to realizing its dream of independence and equality.